KFYO 738, Collins Mack Lubbock's First News on the line with us. We have the director of Raider Red Meats on the line, Tate Corliss. Now, Tate, you are a Red Raider alum, yes?
Yes, sir. Both my degrees are from Texas Tech.
And those would be?
I got my bachelor's in animal science with a meat science emphasis and a master's in ag education.
Nice. Okay. Now, as you were just telling me off mic just a minute ago, this is a big thing for Texas Tech Red Raiders, but it also involves people from some other schools. So, first of all, tell us about the title and explain this. This is really kind of like Team USA going to the meat judging Olympics, if you will.
That's right, Tom. The way it kind of works is the international community invites a team from every country, and this year they actually invited the first team All-Americans, which consisted of three students who are attending Texas Tech University and two students that will actually be attending Kansas State University in the fall. And they asked me to coach the team with my involvement in meat judging throughout the years. And so I had the opportunity to prepare them for the contest and take them over there for 13 days to Australia and compete against 17 Australian universities, two from South Korea, one from Indonesia, one from Japan, and one from Pakistan.
Interesting.
Wow.
Now, how many titles have you been involved in with the meat judging team?
Me personally, I've been involved with five.
Okay, so people, you were asked to coach this team.
Yes.
Now, who does the asking?
Actually, the American Meat Science Association determined that.
So when you're walking around these, you know, like the trade shows and, you know, the symposiums and things like that, do you ever hear this, like, behind you? It's like,
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean, do you have 8x10 glossies and people running up going,
Tate, please.
Give me your autograph.
Well, I'll tell you, coaching a meat judging team isn't quite as extravagant as maybe coaching a football team or something like that, but it has its perks.
Well, yeah, you get to eat the best beef there is.
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting. Okay, now, for people that don't know what goes on between the four walls of your little complex over there, it is an FDA approved facility. I mean, you bring in live animals and, you know, all the way to the plate. Yes.
Yes. And actually it's a USDA.
Oh, excuse me. USDA. Facility. Sorry.
Yes. That's okay.
But tell us what goes on over there and what happens over at the meat store. Now, that would be, is it called Raider Red Meats or Cowamongus?
Well, it's actually Raider Red Meats inside the store of Cowamongus.
Okay.
There's a lot that really goes on inside our building over here. You know, we have a lot of teaching and research going on, and with a part of that, we also have Raider Red Meats going on. And what that is that's a for-profit entity of Texas Tech, which I'm in charge of, and we actually, since with our knowledge of meat science and quality beef, we've able to launch a company where we raise money for our students. So all of our profits at the end of the year go into endowments for our students and scholarships and things like that. And we offer only the high-end, highest quality beef, pork, and lamb you can buy.
Well, when I was over there yesterday, I did see, and I was talking, I had this conversation with my mom. I'm like, Mom, you know, they've got a cube steak over there because my mom likes to make homemade steak fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, this stuff was nice and thick, very curvy, and as you stated, double tenderized. And really, I don't think you're going to find a cube steak that's 30 days aged anywhere else.
No, you're not, Tom. We age those 30 days. And then, like you said, we double tenderize them to ensure that they're going to be nice and tender along with the aging. And that you combine both those, and you're going to get the best flavor and an extremely tender experience.
Hmm. And you also have pork and lamb? I mean, we always associate you guys with steak. But you also carry pork and lamb. Tell us about that.
Well, Laura, you know, we offer kind of a wide variety of different options, whether you're looking for a rack of lamb or a lamb chop or a nice thick porterhouse pork chop or bacon or sausage. And we offer just a little bit of everything. Anything you would find in the meat department of any grocery store, we're typically going to carry in our store.
And then some.
And then some. We also have, you know, a few of our creations: blueberry sausage, jalapeno bacon, jalapeno and cheese smoked sausage. So
I can testify. Yum. I can stand up and testify that jalapeno cheese sausage is awesome.
Good stuff, huh?
Oh man,
is it way more expensive than what you would find in the grocery store?
We're actually extremely competitive because we are a local operation. We're able to cut some of the cost out. There's not any wholesalers involved or things like that. Mm-hmm. So we're extremely competitive. And in fact, we have some of the cheapest ground beef in town, and we package it in 1-pound packages, so it's very convenient.
Is the ground beef aged too?
No, just because there's really no benefit in aging the ground beef. You know, at the molecular level, it's all ground up, so there's really no benefit in aging the ground beef.
Okay, we'll just have to bring it to a screaming halt there. We're starting talking about beef at the molecular level.
Hey, there is science involved.
Yeah, listen, I know people all over the state and various places, restaurants and institutions, are after the rate of red meats. As a matter of fact, you're headed to the thriving metropolis of Amarillo today, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
So anyway, thanks for taking time for us early this morning, and welcome back from Australia. Glad you have safe travel, and congratulations on the victory.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Thank you very much, Tom. Laura, I really appreciate you having me on. It was an honor.
Hey, it's our pleasure. 7:45, have a fantastic day, would you?
Yes, sir, you too.